Hey there, how's it going?
What are you selling?
Oh, we're not selling anything.
Oh, okay. What are you looking for?
We're actually two curators working with the Museum of Modern Art, and we need to buy a painting that kind of resembles aesthetics of the past for a show that we're doing.
Yeah, but look around. There's, yeah. You have any questions, let me know.
Yeah, but this one is real.
Oh, that's a real painting?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all original one.
It's an original.
Okay, interesting.
So, yeah.
I mean, conceptually, the curatorial statement of the show requires us to look for a painting that doesn't have, like, an artist, so we don't know the artist.
Oh.
They're all here. Okay, so that one is
an unreal painting.
Montreal. But they
that
all
one?
Have signatures because, say, they paint the original, and from the original, they do prints. And so all these ones are prints.
Right.
And then they have different authors.
So this is a print that someone then painted
yes.
on?
It was an original like that, and from them they do all kinds of prints. Like, it's limited, but yeah. But they're all signed.
We're actually looking for something less representational, so something like the abstract expressionist, or anything with formal aesthetic qualities like that one. What do you think about this one, Adrian? Is that the artist's signature up there?
No.
That's just a part of the painting?
I think Greenberg would love it.
Yeah, I agree. It's very nostalgic, the way the artist is working.
Reminds me of moving from one continent to another. I'm just kidding.
Moving from another continent to...
Yeah, moving. Like moving from one place to another place, no?
Hmm.
Like the condos in the background.
Right. Yeah, I can't
right?
see the condos. You see
yeah.
that? They almost look like the Twin Towers, too.
Oh,
it's interesting.
Yeah, I have not.
And everything falling over.
And what's the dimension of this painting? Because it's for
it's
the show, it's going to go
40 by 40.
Oh, 40 by 40. That's a little bit too big for the coffin. The coffin is, it's 35 by 35. Do you think we can alter the painting in any way, Adrian?
Make it smaller?
Yeah.
Like re-stretch it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess we could.
That would be interesting.
You could. Like, you can cut it here and cut the signature, right?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, and that one has a lot of borders. I mean...
But that one doesn't have the formalist
yeah.
qualities we're
one?
Looking for.
How about this one? That's 32 by 29. Almost good. No?
No, I'm really looking for something with, qualities like this
yeah.
or the painting that we are looking at.
Completely non-represented.
That is a pretty one.
That is pretty.
That's very pretty. You can
yeah,
use the frame for something else after.
Mm-hmm.
Without the frame, let's see, without the frame, how big it is.
I think it's about 40.
No, with the
something.
Frame,
50.
Right?
It says 40 by 50.
So
yeah.
yeah.
So we'd have to
but
cut
that
on both sides.
But that one you can cut, look. It's kind of really, you can even cut it
this
here.
One is,
oh, interesting.
One, 30 by 30.
That's
yeah.
perfect.
Really?
Awesome.
Really?
That's actually
oh,
exactly
oh,
what I'm looking for.
But it's got, hold on a second.
Fine.
It's got, it's actually hand like work with silver leaf. These are silver leaf, and it's a stock. It got some textured.
I'd say
it's
that's
all original.
That's exactly
and
what I'm looking
inch
for.
30 inch, look.
And does it have a credit like
the
credit
tag?
In, like the tag like the other paintings do?
Price, yeah.
Yeah, no, but
the
like
price, and also because on the tag over there it says it's been hand painted by a North American painter, and we also need that for
this
the exhibition.
This is from U.S. This is from California, from L.A.
Seeing Spots.
Seeing Spots, yeah, that's what it's called.
Interesting.
31 by 31.
That's perfect.
And it's gallery wrapped.
Sounds good. I'm just, I think I really like the painting. We're going to take the painting. I'd say that's a beautiful acquisition.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
Perfect.
The price doesn't really matter. It's really the description of the painting. Yeah, it's a conceptual
yeah,
curatorial
yeah,
kind of.
Yeah.
We're using it for a funeral for Greenberg's legacy in the MoMA at the Museum of Modern Art. I really
yeah,
wanted to
yeah.
fit inside the coffin and like the hearse and all
yeah.
of that.
So
awesome.
Getting it is below cost.
That's fabulous. I'd say that's a good acquisition for the collection.
Yeah.
Quite a bargain.
Yeah. Painting is always quite a bargain when you think about it. And it's fascinating that the moment we walked in, you thought we're selling you art.
Yeah,
which
but there
is
a lot of people that they actually want to
like
sell you.
Like in our age?
Well, not just that, it's like the way
you were.
You were
too
Iraq.
Young to come to the store to shop. My butt.
Yeah, I guess the connoisseur is generally older and like they have
mm-hmm.
the money to collect.
Yeah, they've already bought a house and they need
to
decorate it.
What's your name, please?
It's Zygmunt. You know, like Sigmund Freud? And the last name is Gattari.
G-U-A-T-T-A-R-I. I'm going to have to get you one of those garbage bags so it won't get wet.
That's great.
And then this
perfect.
One is
putting
Israel.
The painting in a garbage bag. That's awesome. From the gallery to
another
gallery,
that's
the transportation happens in a coffin and a garbage bag.
So what is the theme? The death dog?
What thing?
What is the theme for...
Oh, the exhibition?
Yeah.
We're mainly dealing with the idea of nostalgia and how a lot of contemporary artists tend to work with themes that are... and formalist kind of inventions that are very old and like back to modernism.
They work in anachronism. Like they are continuing a theme that is long since passed.
Well, the last... I remember that the last period of art that I saw is the death of art, right?
Yeah, interesting. And it's funny you say that because this painting is going into a coffin and then for a funeral.
Right, exactly. So.
So
that's the modern art is the death.
Exactly.
Part,
and
so
it's been dead for a while.
Okay, so
but it's funny because in Toronto, a lot of artists still tend to work with that dead kind of aesthetics and ideologies of dominance in art and aesthetics. So it's like a general discourse we're having here. It's I think it's going to be interesting.
So you guys
kind of
gonna
a spectacle based.
Very
yeah.
Good.
We're not really the artists, we're just curating a painting in a funerary.
Nice.
Awesome. And is it going to go inside a garbage bag too, or that's
it
just
fine?
Oh, it's okay. Lovely.
Okay.
See you later.